TV show tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The Capital 4th, the big PBS show, one of the many television shows that are highlighted at DougStephan.com. A lot of TV marathons, movies and specials and that sort of thing are around today. Jennifer's going to check those out for us later on in the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, who's normally here, is not here. I think is she back tomorrow?
Where'd she go to Florida?
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Supermarket guru Phil Lempert has a lot of 4th of July cooking tips for you. You can check those out at DougStephan.com. And our video of the day today, Richie, is a fun trip back to the 70s. It's a Schoolhouse Rock video about the 4th of July. And I would like to hear, you can go check out the video and the audio. We have the audio for you, and I thought now would be a good time. We've been playing some of the Independence Day songs, asking for which was your favorite at 800-510-8255. America is My Home, the James Brown song, is kind of a good one. I like some of the traditional ones, Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. There's some good ones. A lot of good country singers have done some great versions of songs. This is the anniversary of the movie. It was 1996. Independence Day was the big movie. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't about, it was a different kind of independence. It's supposedly during a sequel.
They are.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so Richie, could you take us into the audio, at least, of the Schoolhouse Rock video about the 4th?
I had to go to the site so I could play the video because I want to be able to see it, too, because I love the Schoolhouse Rock stuff. It's just very cool.
So without further ado, here's a way for you to think and enjoy.
There's going to be fireworks.
4th of July.
On the 4th of July. Red, white, and blue fireworks like diamonds in the sky. Gonna shoot the entire works on fireworks that really show, oh yeah. We declared our liberty 200 years ago. In 1776.
This has been around since
there were fireworks
1976, right?
The original colonist.
'70s is when these came out, yes.
Yeah.
Like Thomas Paine once wrote, it's only common sense that if a government won't give you your basic rights, you better get another government. And those some people tried.
Where do we start? Where do we sign up?
A committee was formed to write it. Benjamin Franklin, Philip Livingston, John Adams, Roger Sherman, Thomas Jefferson, they got it done. The Declaration of Independence in 1776.
I like the cows and the plane there.
Said we were free. Said we had the right of life and liberty. And the pursuit of happiness. When England heard the news, they blew their staff. But the colonists lit the fuse. There'd be no turning back. It had enough of injustice now. But even if it really hurts, oh yeah, if you don't give us our freedom now, you're gonna see some fireworks. And on the 4th of July, they signed it. And 56 names underlined it. And now to honor those first 13 states, we turn the sky into a birthday cake. They got it done. The Declaration, the Declaration of Independence in 1776.
Kind of a cool thing to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. I'm going to show this to my kids later.
Good.
Makes my head bob a little.
All right. We're at 800-510-8255. New listeners, traditional listeners, folks that are working when we're on. Now you have a little time to spend with us, and we likewise with you at 800-510-8255. John is in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. One of the things I have been asking through the course of the day and will continue as a theme, what's your favorite patriotic 4th of July type song? Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Well, and you, sir?
Fine.
Good. What
this
do you
is
like?
The home of Little League Baseball. Don't forget it.
I will never forget. I walked around that stadium when I was there in Williamsport a few years ago, and it really was awesome. The most unique thing about it is where it is nestled into the side of the hill with all the houses kind of all around it. That's what I found. You know, you think it's out someplace, kind of like the pyramids. You all think that they're out in the middle of nowhere, and they're right in town, in essence. And so is this stadium, the way it's built there. Very intriguing.
Very.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yes.
The question is, what's my favorite patriotic song?
That was one of the questions, yes.
Stars and Stripes Forever, Arthur Fiedler, conducting with a sparkler.
The Boston Pops Orchestra. And he did conduct with a, yeah, he did. He was famous for that. Boston Pops has big 4th of July music, and that'll be broadcast on one of the networks tonight. And here it is, John, just for you.
Thanks, Richie.
You're welcome. Happy 4th. Crank it up, Richie. It's really
pretty. It's a happy one.
Yeah, you're uniquely American. The backdrop for our next question, Rich. How many Americans were there on our first day? How many people were able to declare themselves the first Americans on July 4th or 6th or 8th or whatever it was, 1776? How many people lived in our newly independent nation? It's very sobering to know how many people were there now. I mean, how many people are here now and how many people were here then? 800-510-8255. Little 4th of July trivia, a little before 20 past the hour. Normally I do the trivia questions at 20 past, so you have 15, 20 minutes to figure out the answers. But why not ask a number of these, because they're kind of fun, and we got a lot of Doug Steffen material that we can give away to first-time winners. So how many Americans do you think we had as citizens of our new country on this date in 1776? The backdrop of Stars and Stripes. For actually, this is the best part of Richie Crankton's song. And now it goes.
That's exactly how it goes.
A version of it with the lyrics is kind of cool as well. So let us celebrate together. 800-510-8255. We celebrate our independence from the British. We commemorate the approval of the Declaration of Independence. It was approved on this date. It was not signed until August 2nd, 1776, because they had to, you know, they didn't have airplanes, they didn't have buses, they didn't have trucks. They had to get it around on a with a messenger, in essence. The first signatures were on this day, but let's see, George Wyeth of Virginia, Richard Henry Lee of Virginia, Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, Oliver Wolcott of Connecticut, didn't sign it till September. Matthew Thornton in New Hampshire didn't sign it till November. It was brought around by a messenger.
But when was the, and here's the actual trick question.
Yeah.
The resolution was actually written on the 2nd,
yes,
which was when we officially gained our independence.
Correct.
And then it was, the first signatures went on it on the 4th.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Look at you. Are you all wikiing, Rich?
I heard it on the news.
Richie heard it through the grapevine. Not much longer would you be mine. 800-510-8255. John's in El Paso listening to one of our longtime affiliates, KTSM. Hi, John.
Hi. Doug, I wanted to tell you, about 3 years ago, maybe four, I called you and told you about the Russian diet finding the waffle.
You know, that was a special moment. Thank you again. For those who may not follow this, the Wahoo was the name of the submarine captained by my namesake. The uncle for whom I was named was Dudley Walker Morton, and he commanded the USS Wahoo, responsible for sinking more Japanese tonnage than any other submarine in the first half of World War II. Unfortunately, he was given dud torpedoes And when shooting them against, he had gone, the movie Operation Tokyo, sorry, Destination Tokyo, is about his trip into the harbor and unloading his torpedoes on unsuspecting Japanese. I mean, imagine going into the harbor, the enemy's home, the and getting through the nets and stuff and sinking a bunch of ships and getting out to tell the story. And he went back, and his ship was lost in the Straits of, I think it was the Straits of Hormuz, but you called me and told me that the Russians had found the ship back in 1985, and they didn't tell anybody, and then I forgot how they got tripped up, but somehow or other it was known that they knew where the ship was, and it was in shallow water, not far off the coast of one of the islands, and I don't know if when we went further into it, John, there was a celebration. My cousin tried to get me to come, and I wanted to, in October of the year before last, when his father and the others were praised and sort of finally acknowledged in the way that they knew where they were, and a very emotional time for him and his sister. But the fellow, the irony here was that the captain of the ship, that the Japanese destroyer that sunk my uncle's submarine, was on hand for that celebration.
Ooh,
he had
wow.
been a fishing trawler captain after the war, and he was still alive. I don't know if he is now, but he was very frail. I think he was 94, 95, something like that. And he acknowledged it and was brought to Pearl Harbor for that commemorative event 2 years ago. It was amazing, actually.
Do you have any pictures of your uncle?
Yes, I do.
Do you have movies?
I do not believe that we have any movies. There are none that I know of. I do have pictures. There are pictures of him in the book, The Wake of the Wahoo, and a couple of other books that were written about him. Why do you ask?
In the Military History Channel, about 2.5 years ago, and I emailed you but probably got lost, they had the world's 10 best submarines. Number 3 was the Pacific Fleet submarine, and they show it cruising on the surface. But then they show the Wahoo birthed at Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
This is in 42. And your uncle is standing on the conning tower, waving at the photographers and the reporters and talking to them.
Really?
Cool.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to get a picture of that because we never of us. None of, my father knew him, but nobody else in my family knew him. So I would like to, I would like to see that if I can find it somewhere. It may be in the archives of the History Channel, you think?
Yeah, the All Military right. History Channel, the world's 10 best submarines.
All right.
And you being a family member, you should be able to get a copy of it.
Yeah, I would have thought. There's a fellow that runs the sub history. I've been to Hawaii for a couple of years. I love Hawaii. And I last year said I was going to go, and I never did during the winter. But this winter I am going to go, and I want to go to that spot. The fellow who commands is sort of, if you ever go to Pearl, there's a separate place where they have acknowledgement for all the submariners, and they have one of the old subs that was of the same class as my uncle's sub their birth there. And the fellow, I want to say his name is Huntsman, if I'm not mistaken, something like that, who runs that. And he was a friend of a guy who was on that sub, so he has a lot of great history about what
they
went
have it on
there.
Their website, the military channel does.
They do.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that'll be great. I'm going to find that link. John, you're a good man. I appreciate your calling me with that information. I'm sure my cousin
you have,
had it.
You have a good day, Doug.
And you, happy 4th of July to you, John. Because of people like my uncle, we are able to celebrate Independence Day. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
A lot of people love this song.
I know I'm free.
Lee Greenwood.
And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt.
See, we played this song after 9/11.
Yeah.
And I couldn't listen to it without tearing up.
Yeah. I think you can get a tear listening to most of these tunes, and today is a good day for us to have a tear. A lot of people have given a lot to make this country what it was. We celebrate the founding fathers more than anybody else today, but there are certainly plenty of people who have given a great deal. There are still people who give a great deal, but not in the same spirit, it seems to me. It would be nice if we could bring the spirit of solution to problems instead of just the carping and the arguing and the phony positioning and stuff that comes as a result of people arguing about nothing. And the hardest thing for me to grapple with is that these people who are Americans are so demonically mean-spirited toward other Americans. And it may difference which side you're on. I just don't get it, frankly. I don't understand it.
You know, let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
You think when they were debating the issues back in the 1800s, 1700s, early 1900s, that it was all kumbaya?
No, but they got it done, Richie. We're not getting anything done now.
Yeah, you got that right.
That's the difference. They got the job
but
done.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall for political conversation in years gone by and see whether at that time whether they felt the same way we do today. You know, it makes you. I mean, we all look back on fondly on the, times when we were younger, and it seems so much better than. Was it really? Is it different? It seems like it is.
There's a lot more technology today, so we can keep tabs on people a little more closely.
Yeah, stupidity, ignorance is bliss sometimes, isn't it?
Yep. 4th of July, a lot of cookouts, the hot dog eating contest. Champion Takeru Kobayashi barred from the competition, the Nathan's annual 4th of July hot dog eating competition.
Why? They find out he was on steroids.
There's a contract dispute. I guess there was a. Wasn't there some kind of storming of the stage, the free Kobe t-shirt?
And I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I think there was something going on. So anyway, he was disruptive and and got asked not to show up. So he's going to do, he's going to compete from afar, eating hot dogs in a Manhattan bar along the, at the same time they have the live satellite feed of the Coney Island contest.
That's funny.
And if he wins, the president of Major League Eating, which administers the competition, says he won't recognize the victory anyway.
Wow, he's in trouble.
Yeah. All right, by the way, some good news from California for you who are there today to celebrate. The state sales tax dropped by 1 percentage point, vehicle license fees down by 43%. Of course, wasn't there something that the governor signed over the weekend that brought in, is going to bring in another $223 million? Some kind of a tax. I remember reading something.
But yeah, that's the big thing.
I don't know what it is. 800-510-8255. So the next question we're focused on here, the number of Americans who were Americans on this, our first day back in 1776. How many Americans were living here or were able to declare themselves as free, independent citizens in this new country? How many Americans were there on the first day in 1776? That's the question. The historical quiz at 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, online video game maker Zynga has filed for its initial public offering. The creator of the super popular Facebook game Farmville expects to be valued as high as $20 billion. Unlike many tech IPOs, Zynga is actually making a profit, close to $91 million last year. In other news, TechCrunch reports that Facebook soon plans on releasing a video chat product that works in your browser. By partnering with Skype, Facebook's online chat will offer a video option and include a desktop client as well. The partnership could bring millions of new users to Skype. And finally, a new report shows that Apple's iPad now accounts for 1% of global web browsing. Mobile web browsing has skyrocketed, and Apple's iPad and iPhone account for 60% of it. With 97% of all tablet traffic on the web, the iPad has yet to run into even moderate competition. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com. Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hour now, the 4th of July, Independence Day 2011. How many people lived in America on the first day of our existence? 800-510-8255. And who of the people responsible for putting all this information together would you say was most responsible? Was it Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson? What can you bring to bear conversationally about those days? Those were the days, my friend.
My friend. Who do you think? Were.
This weekend, Transformers, number one, Dark of the Moon, $97 million so far, and that isn't including today.
That's not much.
Not much. Beat Pirates of the Caribbean, $90 million first weekend. Yeah.
What'd you think?
I liked Pirates. You know, they're always just fun to look at. It's a fun movie.
Yeah. Do they still have the, like, skeletons and stuff?
Yeah, it's a pirate movie.
Yeah. No. I mean, they...
It's about
the first
pirates
movie.
Sure.
Yeah, they have the pirates. Isn't Jeffrey Bean... Jeffrey Rush. Rush.
Yeah.
Isn't he... He's like a skeleton, too, from time to time, isn't he?
He's a peg leg.
Peg leg.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the Bill Nye... It was not Bill Nye. It was... the actor, Bill Nye. Wasn't it Nye who played the guy that had snakes all over his face? Davy Jones?
Yeah,
see, this movie was not as spooky as the first one.
Really?
It's got more of a love element. They're looking for the Fountain of Youth.
The Fountain of Youth.
The Fountain of Youth.
All right, and what is this Transformers movie? The same as all Transformer movies? Just a bunch of gobbly-goobly? Why do people... What is there about this stuff that people like?
It's fun.
Well, Transformers used to be a toy, so... Yeah, you know, it brings you back to your childhood.
It's all violent and shooting up and bang, bang, blow up this, blow up
that. Somehow I think Transformers as a love story wouldn't really work.
No, but it's the only, actually that's the only toy as a kid that I played with that I wanted to be a boy. Yeah, I mean.
Really?
Every time I was into toys, it was always a girl toy, but this was one of the toys that were, you know, quote unquote boy toy that I totally loved.
Yeah, it's boy toy.
Like robot.
Yeah,
truck.
It turns into things.
Yeah, robot car. What's not to like? That's cool.
I have a hard time wrapping my over. It's sort of like trying to do Rubik's Cube when you look at them.
Oh, man.
How is that like that?
How about because of all of the moving parts and twisting and turning it around?
We had a thing going here at the network where all of us had a Rubik's Cube. There were like eight of us had a Rubik's Cube.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of the guys got it down to where they could solve it within a minute and a half. Peter was one of them. He could get that thing down in 1 or 2 minutes.
And he's smart. I look at a Rubik's Cube and I just get confused.
Nah, I mean, there's YouTube now. So YouTube tells you the tricks.
Yeah, but that's cheating.
Really?
No. But
what are some of the tricks?
I can't remember them now, but
take the stickers off.
Well, that's one of them.
Yeah. You can actually take all the colors and make them all white at the end of that.
There was this one guy on YouTube. It's all where you start, and then once you get your one side right, then you can get the rest of them right. But it would take me about 12, 14 minutes to be able to do it, and I get to the point where I could do it without watching the video. But it's
all right.
Still
here's another question about the day: what state in our country produces more hot dogs than any other? Hot dogs, the pork sausages you eat today, will come from what state?
Produces or eats more? Consumes.
No, produces.
They make
produces.
Them.
Where
hot dog
they come from? Right. What state is the originating state for most of the hot dogs and pork sausages you will eat today? All right. So I have three different things that are working here. The 2020 time frame evaporates in 3 minutes, so let's put our thinking caps on. 800-510-8255. First, I want to know how many Americans were there on our first day. How many million Americans lived here in July of 1776? Next, I want to know who it was that was the major author of the Constitution, Franklin, Washington, or Jefferson. And then I want to know what state, from which state, do we get most of the hot dogs and sausages that are eaten today? 800-510-8255. We're asking about what you're doing today, the poll. What are we following on Facebook, Jen Jen?
We are following what people are doing today for the big holiday.
And?
And a lot of them are doing cookouts. That's the big one. But about half have to work today.
Really?
How sad is that?
Well, it's not
a big deal.
We're
working.
I'm going to go mow probably about 1,000 bales of hay after I get off the air because we have 3 good days of weather. That's part of it. I was out plowing to try to get the last of the corn in last night. It is part of what it's like, especially this year, because the weather has
been
a mess.
Aren't you supposed to be, what is it, knee-high?
Knee-high by the
4th
of July.
There isn't anybody that's got corn in the ground that's going to be knee-high. The weather's been so bad, no matter where you are in the country, you're lucky to have it in the ground growing at this point in time. You've forgotten about all the bad weather across the Midwest.
It was wet.
It still is.
I have to tell you,
it wasn't. It was. It still is.
It still is wet. Yeah. I have to tell you, before we get away from our Facebook question, though, my favorite response to how you're celebrating Independence Day.
Yeah.
Thomas says he's going to celebrate by blowing up a small piece of our country. Which I think means he's going
to
have fireworks.
Somebody?
Right.
Oh, okay.
He's going to have fireworks in the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. The good day suggestion for pain. Salon pause. Every day we talk about this, and every day I am thrilled that so many people go to DougStefan.com, click onto the Salon Pass button. I guess we call it a button, right? It's a little logo there.
Icon.
They call it. Is that what they call it? Yeah. Go to DougStefan.com or DrKenshow.com, click on the Salon Pause button, and sign up for a free pain patch. It isn't a patch going to give you pain. It's going to relieve the pain for 12 hours. That certainly is long-lasting relief. No pills. A lot of you don't tolerate them well anyway. Salon Pause is the best alternative. Special offer. You go to DougStefan.com, click on the Salon Pause button, and get some free patches. No medication, no prescription. It's all there sticking on, and in seconds, the pain relief begins and lasts for hours and hours and hours. So get to your local Walgreens, pick up a 5-count box if the pain is bothering you today. If you want to wait until you get the sample, that's cool as well. For that free sample, go to DougStefan.com. Alleviate the pain. Don't mask it. Don't cover it. Fix the pain with Salon Pause. Nothing else has been proven to beat the pain without a prescription. Use as directed, please. Get a free Salon Pause patch at DougStefan.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Lieutenant Colonel Lance Hampton.
For 18 months, all I've known is kill or be killed. I thought about suicide a lot. Nobody understood, and my family couldn't relate. At my absolute lowest point, a friend took me to a VFW post just to help me keep it together. I found men and women of all ages who got it. I found a family at the VFW and turned it into my most important tour of duty. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
We're here today.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
But there's a different kind of Preparation H.
I like to prepare everywhere. Yeah. Ooh, just in case.
All right. That's it. Jennifer Horn is the friendly lady, as opposed to the naughty lady of Shady Lane. She's the friendly lady of the Good Day program. Rich McFadden, friendly fellow. You're
I
funny
be
guy.
Friendly
Rich
and McFadden. Naughty.
Yeah, she has her moments.
She does have her moments. All right, let's get some of the answers before we get to television. Let's get some of the answers, excuse me, to our, what's the matter?
to our 2020 news quiz questions.
That's what I was saying.
Yes.
For my allergies.
That's what you tried to say.
Inconveniently showed up here. All right, Tom is in Greenwich, Connecticut. Hi, Tom. Welcome and happy 4th of July to you, sir. Hello. Richie, did I lose everybody?
No, you're there.
Oh.
Hey, Tom. All right, go on to Bill.
All right. Bill in Cadillac, Michigan. Hi, welcome to Good Day.
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
Well, I'm doing great.
That's good to hear. All right, so what state produces most of the hot dogs and sausages we will consume today?
I'm going to take a shot at Iowa.
Yep, that's the state. Most of them are packed. The packing companies.
How do you know that?
Really?
Because I would think potatoes in Iowa. No, that's Idaho. Never
potatoes.
Mind. I don't know why I would not think Iowa.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I was thinking Wisconsin.
Iowa. Why were you thinking Wisconsin?
I don't know. It just seems like a pig state. Like there'd be a lot of pigs grown.
They have cheese there. Come on.
I know, but pigs, cheese, hot dogs, cheese. You know.
Yeah. No, yeah. A lot of, well, not only are they raised, but the stockyards there now, I think they've replaced. Haven't the stockyards in Iowa gotten to be as big, if not bigger, than Kansas City, Bill?
Well, I'm not real sure. I spent a couple years in Nebraska, very close to the Iowa state line.
Right.
In that whole vicinity were a lot of packing houses. where they slaughtered and processed beef and pork, but an extreme amount of pork.
They raised 20 million hogs there last year. That's
1.4 million.
That's 20 million hogs is about a quarter of the nation's total hog population. North Carolina second, Minnesota third when it comes to hog raising. Pretty exciting, huh?
Wow. 20 million hogs.
Where'd you say 20? Did I say 20? I did say 20.
Yes.
Yes, 20. All right, give Bill a prize. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Still got a couple of questions left. Randy's in Lynchburg. Hi, Randy.
Hey, good morning.
Morning to you, sir. So what do you think our population was on this date in 1776?
I would say 3 million.
You're a little high, just a bit high. Not bad, close enough, but not quite there. Let me see if I can get, we found Tom again. Tom, what do you think the population was? Rich.
3,929,000.
Yeah, where'd you get that?
On the internet.
Really? It's off.
It's
by,
off?
About a million and a half, yeah. According to the sources that I'm looking at, which is the first census, it was 2.5 million, slightly over 2.5 million Americans.
Oh.
All right.
Well, there's one, at least we proved one thing. Sometimes the internet is wrong.
Right, we did prove that. Thank you for the call. Have a nice, happy 4th of July, sir. Chris in Springfield, Florida. Where's that, Chris?
Hello?
Where's Springfield, Florida? I don't know.
Spring Hill.
Spring Hill, Florida. Okay.
Yeah, it's just north of St. Petersburg.
All right. Nice to have you on board. What is it that makes you feel patriotic today?
I was talking about the songs you were talking about.
Oh, so what song?
The song in my mind is, I have three in mind. Actually, four now.
Yeah.
But the number one is the national anthem.
Right. Okay.
Number two would be, I'm sorry, I'm getting brain block and I'm a little shocked being on the air.
That's all right, but, so we don't bite you.
Okay. The national anthem, darn it, I hate getting brain block like this.
I get it every day.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's also called a brain F.
All day.
Hey. Yeah, right.
Okay, I said it. You didn't.
I know you did. That's true. Right? So it's easier for you to get away with it than it is me.
Okay. I can.
What do you think
that?
Of America the Beautiful? How do you? What do you think of when you hear America the Beautiful? What do you think?
America the Beautiful. That was my number three, by the way.
Was your three? Okay.
Yeah, was my number three. Number two would be. Leonard Skinner, this ain't my America.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, that's what I haven't heard for a long time.
That one up. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And there's one by John Denver.
Bob Denver? He played.
John Denver?
Yeah, Gilligan.
No. Gilligan.
No, you're thinking of John Denver.
I love the Gilligan's Island thing.
There are some wonderful patriotic sounding songs that John Denver came up with that were really kind of neat. So all of them fit. Thank you, Chris, and have a wonderful day with your family. All right, Jen.
Yes.
List of all of the TV marathons, et cetera, et cetera.
I will post those up at Facebook because there's a bunch of stuff going on today.
We have the list at DougStephan.com as
well. Yeah, I'm going to put the link up on Facebook so that you guys can check it out.
All right.
But yeah, there's a lot of marathons. I was watching I Love Lucy yesterday, and of course a ton. All the networks have the fireworks spectacular tonight. PBS, NBC has Macy's. They're all over the place. So if you're not going somewhere, you can watch fireworks on TV, which I really don't get, but hey. Whatever.
I don't get them at all, whether they're on TV or
I like watching fireworks in person. They're sparkly and beautiful.
Nah.
Thankfully, I live in the ghetto, so my neighborhood will be putting on a fireworks show legally. I'll just stand outside and watch. It'll be nice. So Charlie Sheen is in the news, Dougie.
Really?
He's got his last little bit of money owed to him by 2.5 men, but sad news. The judge in his case ordered the salary go straight to his child support that he owes.
Ah.
Now, here's the thank God this isn't my divorce settlement for the day. $55,000 a month he pays for his two kids.
Brooke,
that doesn't count his other two kids with Denise.
Right.
55 grand.
Yeah. Wow. The message of excess, I think, is in there someplace.
Yeah.
All right, 51 past the hour on the 4th of July on Good Day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Michael Levine is the president and actually the founder of Levine Communication Office, LCO, in Los Angeles. Had a lot of great clients over the years, continues to be the moving force in Los Angeles and many people think around the country with his LBN eLert. It's a powerful tool which you can sign up for actually at DougStefan.com. Michael is here to give us the PR perspective as a big PR mogul. Some of the names in the news every week, we'd like to get a perspective from Michael as to how he'd handle their case, if you will. One of the big stories is the declaration of bankruptcy for either, is it the Dodgers or is it the McCourts or both of them? And how do you help the team that's not doing well anyway and the owners, or is there any help for the owners?
Well, first of all, the L.A. Dodgers have filed for bankruptcy. Now, this is so unthinkable 10 years ago or 20 years ago. It's hard to get your mind around it. It's just so outrageous. But it does show you what happens when you have an owner who is so egregiously irresponsible by virtue of his own greed. It's, you know, it's really the same old Shakespearean themes that we discuss in different forms each week. Right?
It's like tragedies.
This is a weekly wrap-up of Shakespearean human foibles of greed and a sloth and of arrogance and of pride and all these crazy things. So anyway, the Los Angeles Dodgers are in bankruptcy. The attendance at the games is down 20%. Now, that's a lot. And we have an owner, Frank McCourt, locked in a battle with Major League Baseball. And so it's going to be a very difficult, long journey for the Dodgers.
So what do you do if you represent the Dodgers? Or what do you do if you're sad enough to be representing either the husband or the wife in this divorce?
Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers have taken the approach, after they're in this much trouble, of simply saying, oh, we're sorry, we've made mistakes, we'll correct them, we apologize. The question is whether it's too little too late, and I think it is. I mean, you know, when you go to a baseball game, you expect a certain family-friendly environment. There had been tremendous amount of crime, ending, of course, in this San Francisco Giant fan almost getting beaten to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was bad all the way around. I don't think that's been handled well at all.
No, it hasn't. But, you know, the Dodger Stadium is now a lot safer than it was. But the question becomes, how the hell did it ever get unsafe in the first place?
Yeah.
What's wrong with an organization that would allow its baseball stadium to get turned into a hooligan park?
Well, you can ask that of the guy who came into our country, has 10 fake tickets, actually already used boarding passes, has no real ID, and gets on a plane from New York to fly to Los Angeles, and the only reason he gets caught is because he sits in first class instead of in the back of the plane.
Exactly.
Otherwise, the guy would never, ever have been caught. So
the
TSA and their, here's another PR disaster, which they well deserve, in my opinion. These people are just tangentially idiotic, and when it comes to moronic stuff, they have a corner on it. The woman with the diaper and all that stuff. And then they say, well, we're following procedure. You know what? Get yourself a brain.
Yeah, right.
So what do you ever represent government agencies? The government, do they spend money?
I have given advice, non-paid media counsel, to three U.S. presidents throughout my career.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to give people advice or counsel. I don't do it professionally, but I certainly do it as an advocation, because I want to use whatever talents I have for the better of society.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll just draw our own conclusion. Mark Halperin makes some comments on the Morning Joe program.
Yes, he does.
So what does he do to repair his image at Time Magazine?
Well, he's in bad shape right now, and of course he's going to have to work his way out of it, and it's going to take some time, because I heard the comments, and, you know, it brings up a bigger conversation, Doug, which is, I think we have to have a very open and honest conversation about whether or not, because President Barack Obama is African American, people are ever so slightly less, are more reluctant to criticize him vehemently than if, say, he were Caucasian.
Michael Levine, here on the Good Day program. Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.